Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on today. Coming up, watching and waiting. The FDA expected to make a decision on booster shots for Americans as early as today.
I'll be the first in line.
While parents eagerly await word of when they can get shots in the arms of their unvaccinated children, we're live with the latest. Then making a run for it.
Oh my gosh, they just called and they changed it for me to be live.
We'll introduce you to the TikTok mom going viral as she trains for her first marathon.
My head hurts, I'm dying, we're going fast. Woo! I'm burping up fried chicken.
And joining us for her first national TV interview.
Me? What? What do I do? What do I wear? What do I say?
How her very personal and hilarious videos are inspiring others to get moving. Plus, where it all began. We'll catch up with Michael Gandolfini and John Bernthal ahead of the highly anticipated Sopranos prequel.
I don't want any part of this. None of it. I don't want any part of this.
Just ahead, how Michael feels about stepping into the role his late father made famous and why he at first said no. And remembering Willie Garson, we'll look back at the life and legacy of the man best known for his scene-stealing role in Sex and the City.
How can you not have a shrink? This is Manhattan. Even the shrinks have shrinks.
How friends and fans are honoring the star who always brought the laughs. Today, Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021.
Celebrating Arnie's 60th birthday.
And my first day of retirement
from Sammamish, Washington.
Best Friends Trip from Martin
and Union City, Tennessee.
Hi to our grandchildren in Shamokin
and Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Mom and Dad watching in Surrey, Maine.
We're the Smallwoods from Cincinnati.
And we're celebrating Evelyn's second birthday.
Shout out to Colin Collins
in McKinney, Texas.
Just married.
And celebrating at the Today Show.
Oh, well, good morning. So much to celebrate. It's Wednesday morning. Let's just celebrate that. We're halfway through the week.
Yeah.
Feels darn good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We've got Tom here in for Craig, who's on assignment. Let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. We begin with the coronavirus, now officially the deadliest pandemic in U.S. history. And this morning, people from coast to coast are waiting anxiously for important decisions on the rollouts of booster shots and vaccines for kids under 12. NBC's Stephanie Gosk following all of those strands this morning. Hi, Steph. Good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning. You know, it's been kind of quiet at vaccination centers like this one here in New York City and in other places around the country. That could all change. The FDA on the cusp of making two very important decisions about the Pfizer vaccine. First, you have this decision on children ages 5 to 11. The company says the vaccine is safe and effective. That decision from the FDA could come by the end of October. And then there's this issue of the Pfizer booster. The FDA recommended, a panel recommended on Friday, that it be given to people over the age of 65 and at high risk. They could make that decision whether or not to authorize it later on today. But it's important to note that whatever they decide, it is about the Pfizer booster. For people who got Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, they're just going to have to wait. Savannah?
All right, Stephanie, thank you very much.
President Biden said to announce today that the U.S. will buy 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to share with other countries. In his first speech to the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, Mr. Biden pledged U.S. leadership on the most pressing global issues.
We will lead on all the greatest challenges of our time, from COVID to climate, peace and security, human dignity and human rights, but we will not go it alone.
Although he did not mention China by name, he referred to the growing friction with Beijing, saying both countries have to be careful that competition does not turn into conflict.
All right, one worker suffered minor burns when fire broke out yesterday on the roof of the New Orleans Superdome. Hoda, did you see this? Flames shot out from under one side of the roof while smoke rose over the city. It was actually kind of scary. Officials believe the fire was caused by a power washing rig that was being used to prepare the roof for repainting. About 70 people working inside were safely evacuated. The damage is still being assessed. The Saints are scheduled to host the New York Giants at the Dome on October 3rd. Houdat Nation, I'm sure, is still ready to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the newest branch of the U.S. military, the Space Force, has unveiled the prototype for its dress uniform. Here it is. Features a dark navy blue coat with an upturned collar worn with gray slacks. The coat has six diagonal buttons to symbolize the Space Force being the sixth branch of the nation's armed forces. The Space Force, whose members are known as Guardians, was established by former President Trump in 2019.
All right, we've got our news covered. Would y'all like a boost?
Yeah.
We would.
You would? Okay, here we go.
Well, we're getting one anyway.
Here you go. A British father of three little girls found out what can happen when you take your eyes off your girls, even for just a few minutes. So dad had to leave a room, very important call. While he was out, the toddlers did something. They grabbed a bag of flour from the kitchen.
Oh.
They went to town.
Oh,
they were covered head to toe.
On the sofa?
Yeah, and the flour was smeared all over the place. Dad said he vacuumed that couch four times. He called his wife. He said, "Well, I'm sorry, honey. I don't think the sofa's going to look the same." But anyway, you know, things happen.
That's amazing.
What are you going to do? Things happen. Oh, jeez.
Oh, poor dad.
Yeah, feel for him.
Yeah.
But you know what? He might have been gone for a little more than a minute.
Yeah.
Sounds
just
like saying. He should be playing the role of a suspicious mom here.
Right.
Don't go anywhere because up next, we've got a mom of three we cannot wait for you to meet.
Yeah, Erin Azar. She's become a TikTok star. She blends her fitness journey with a lot of fun. She's displayed both after we reached out to talk to her. Take a listen.
I think that's what they really want to interview me for is my dance moves. Today's show, don't be shy. Just say it. It's my dance moves.
Oh, it is, it is, it is. You're dancing. Okay, we can't wait to talk to you. We're going to chat with you live coming up right after this.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back 8:09 with the latest breakout internet star.
That's right. She's a 37-year-old mom of three from Pennsylvania who decided to train for a marathon that I think was canceled. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And started posting that journey online.
Well, now Erin Azar, she's logged hundreds of miles. She's gained hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok. They're all cheering her on every step of the way. We're going to talk to our pal Erin in just a minute. But first, a look at how she got here. Erin Azar, who calls herself Mrs. Space Cadet online.
Good morning. Here's another installment of a slightly overweight person who drinks too much beer trying to train for a marathon.
Definitely is not your average fitness influencer.
On my mark, get set, go. I'm just gonna run as fast as I can. Do I look cool?
The running mom, now an online sensation with her bright headbands and foggy glasses.
Okay, these are useless.
Logging hundreds of miles and gaining more than 600,000 followers on TikTok. Her funny and engaging videos getting millions of views. Sharing the very real struggles of running and training for a marathon.
Let's go spend half our day running 16 miles in a really bad mood. Do I feel like running today? No. I am not feeling good. 2 miles in and I'm walking. Sometimes this is what marathon training looks like. Help! It doesn't always go well and it doesn't look pretty.
The 37-year-old Pennsylvania mom started running after having her third child 2 years ago.
I was feeling insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. And I felt like getting out to get exercise would help. I was desperate enough to exercise. So I tried running 1 mile. It was hard, super hard. But afterward, I felt like a little sense of relief. And I kept going and decided to run a marathon because why start small?
And despite several marathon COVID cancellations, she kept going, inspiring others with her videos. even striking her now trademark pose to show off her outfits before each run. Joining us now is the running TikToker herself, Erin Azar. Erin, how are you?
Oh my gosh.
Erin, Savannah and I were laughing because we were watching your TikTok and you're like, what am I going to say on the Today Show? What are they going to ask me? How am I going to act? So have you decided what your vibe's going to be this morning?
Well, you know what? I asked my followers and who I like to call friends, and they said, wear your running outfit of the day, 100%. Duh, and be yourself. That's
100%. You know why, Erin? Because I bet you've doubled your followers just now. We're in love with you. You're amazing. You're inspiring. But how shocking is it to you that you have become this sensation?
Mm-hmm. It's insane to me. I don't understand. Before I started all this, in social media was perfect looking runners, perfect paces. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to show, you know, thigh chafing and the ugly side of things. And what's the worst that can happen? They don't like me? Wow.
One of the funniest things I think you said, Erin, that I loved was you said, you can't believe how long it takes to pass a walker when you're running. Yeah.
Yes.
Describe what that feels like.
You can see them up ahead, and at this point, I can judge. I can judge, and sometimes it's not even worth it. I just turn around and I go the other way. If they're walking fast, it's going to take too long.
So how did this start, Erin? The marathon, I love you start the video, you say, hi, I'm Erin, I run a 13-minute mile, and I'm training for a marathon that was canceled. Like, where did this begin and end, and what is the training session now? I think you have an 18-miler coming up, Drew.
I do. I have. It's on October 10th, Long Beach Island, New Jersey, and the island is 18 miles long. So I thought, you know what? My marathon was canceled. I'll sign up for that. At least, hopefully, I can run with real people.
Hey, Erin, what's the message you have to folks who are thinking, I can't do this?
Yeah.
It's just too much. What's your advice?
That's where I started, and that's why I started posting, because I'm like, I need to find someone that looks like me and runs a little slow. And that is my advice, is don't look at anybody else. Look at where you are and how you're running. And honestly, don't even compare yourself to yourself, because you might have a really good run and then a bad run. But just stick with it. It's so worth it.
I'm digging the outfits. That may be one of my favorite parts. How do you select what you're going to wear each day to go out for your run?
I really choose whatever makes me happy. If I'm not in a really good mood, you know, I'll wear my team struggle run tank top. If I'm feeling real happy, I'll wear something super bright, maybe a banana costume. You never know.
Erin, so, you know, you're a mom and you're doing this, and it started out as something fun to do, but it clearly has taken your life in a different direction. Does this now feel like, I don't know, it's your calling, it's your journey?
I really do feel like that. And that didn't even start until I started getting all these comments and messages saying, you inspired me to run my first mile, or you inspired me to sign up for a 5K. I never thought I'd inspire anybody to do anything. So that was huge for me. So yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Well, as parents of little kids here, a lot of us, we understand also the good part of just being out of the house for a few hours.
Right.
Let's just call
even
it what
with
it
a low grade
is.
What do the kids think about this, Erin?
And Dan.
The kids, well, they don't really know what I do. They just, my oldest says, my mom makes videos. And I'm like, yeah, we'll leave it at that. If I get recognized in public, my 4-year-old was with the one time and he's like, Mama, why was she so excited? And I'm like, I think she saw your sick bike moves, buddy. And he's like, yeah, and just rings his little bell. So they're a little out of tune with it. They're a bit young, but I hope they're proud of me.
Well, they are. Erin, you said you had dance moves.
Yeah, before we go, we need to see number one, outfit of the day.
Here we go.
Yeah. And some dance moves, because that is the real reason we called.
I don't know if you're ready for this.
I like your outfit.
Looking good.
The sunscreen pose.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
And we got music, or I just do my intuitive dance.
Fix it and post.
Erin Azar, you are bringing so much joy and inspiration. Thank you. Are you going out for a run right now?
Do you guys want to come with?
No, but listen, Erin.
Erin
on her runs, you will have like secret stash of water bottles and cornfields and stuff for the 18-miler.
Oh, yeah.
If you need us to go stash some the night before, we'll do it for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. You're officially on my team.
And I think she needs a sportswear sponsor while we're at it. Like Nike, is who you should support.
By the way, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And by the way, Erin, we are going to tag along with you. You're going to go on your jog in a little bit, and we're going to tag along to see what it feels like. So thank you,
Erin. Yeah, I'm going to take you guys on all the scenes.
Okay. Thank you, Erin. Go get them.
Congrats.
All right, let's get a check of the weather.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you, Erin. It's been a while since we played a little weather game. Guys, ready?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Always the opposite.
Hashtag today's climate. So here's a question with everything changing. We're going to ask you, who's had more 100-degree days this summer? Okay, we started off with Seattle, and we're going to team up against Oklahoma. Who do you think had more 100-degree days?
Oklahoma City.
Seattle.
All right, let's show. It was, bam, Seattle with 3 days. They average zero usually, and Oklahoma City averages 13. They had none because it was such a rainy, wet Central Plains. All right, next set of games, next set of cities. Portland, Oregon versus Dallas. Who do you think had more
Portland.
Portland,
Oregon.
Show us the answer. Boom! 5 days.
Wow.
Dallas, so you missed that one. 5 days in Portland. Dallas, 8 days. They average 20. So they, again, way below. And finally, this is your last chance. Okay. Boise versus San Antonio. Who had more 100-plus degree
days? San Antonio.
Show us the answer.
Texas.
Oh, you're wrong.
God.
Boise.
We are
18 days.
They had Boise.
Twice as many days as they normally would have. Whereas San Antonio normally has 18. They only had 3 days. Again, big effects of climate change. Johnny, tell them what they've won. That's your latest weather. What time is it? Best time of the day.
Well, that was fun, the game. It's hard to follow the weather game with you all. You make weather so fun.
Yeah. Thanks.
Although, first up in Pop Star today, we do have some sad news to report out of Hollywood this morning. Actor Willie Garson, best known for his scene-stealing role on Sex and the City, has died. He was just 57 years old. NBC's Amp Thompson has more on his career and how he's being remembered.
A beloved character actor for years, Willie Garson was best known for his role on HBO's Sex and the City, where he played Carrie Bradshaw's fast-talking, flamboyant, and famously funny BFF Stanford Blatch. Small in stature, Garson's lines always delivered big laughs. Garson was reunited with Sarah Jessica Parker to film an upcoming Sex and the City revival series for HBO just a few months ago. Overnight, Sex and the City castmate Cynthia Nixon, who played Miranda, said Garson was endlessly funny on screen and in real life. Mario Cantone, who played Garson's husband on the show, posting that he couldn't have had a more brilliant TV partner, adding, "You were a gift from the gods, sweet Willie." The beloved actor appeared in over 70 films and had more than 300 TV credits throughout his career that began in the mid-80s.
Did we lose another one? Hey, Phoebs.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Russ.
He was also well known for his longtime role as the con man Mosey on White Collar. Garson appeared on Today in 2014 and shared his favorite role.
What's the best thing you've ever done? Oh, I think we know.
In my life?
Yes.
Adopted my son.
Awesome.
His heartbroken 20-year-old son, Nathan, posting photos and video of his dad and thanking him for all of their adventures together. "You were always the toughest and funniest and smartest person I've known. I'm glad you shared your love with me. I'll never forget it or lose it." In one of his last tweets earlier this month, Garson said, "Be kind to each other, always. Love to all." For Today, Ann Thompson, NBC News.
Oh, that's so sad. For his son. So talented and so young. The cause of Willie Garson's passing has not yet been immediately disclosed. Next up, the Rolling Stones. So last night, the iconic band returned to the stage for the first time since the death of the group's legendary drummer, Charlie Watts. And during the small show in Massachusetts, Stones frontman Mick Jagger took a moment to honor their late bandmate. And here's what Mick had to say.
"It's a bit of a poignant night for us. This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends, on and off the stage, and we've got so many memories of Charlie. We'd like to dedicate this show to Charlie, so..."
By the way, last night also marked the debut of their drummer, Steve Jordan, who's now set to join the band on the tour, No Filter. Steve Jordan is like the perfect person for the job. He's done all the drumming for Keith Richards stuff. He was in the SNL house band in the late 70s. Wow. He was Paul Schaefer's most dangerous man in the 80s. Yeah, Steve was the drummer for that, and so he'll be out on the road with them. Next up, Katherine Hahn, the actress who was recently nominated for an Emmy thanks to her part in the hit Disney Plus series WandaVision, landed her next big role. She's going to step into the shoes of the one and only Joan Rivers for an upcoming series on Showtime titled The Comeback Girl. It's set to take place in the late 80s following the cancellation of Joan Rivers' late night talk show, and will tell the story of how the beloved comedian overcame personal and professional hardships that followed that time. A lot of people remember around that time Joan tragically lost her husband Edgar, but she then went on, of course, and led a career nearly three more decades of iconic TV and stand-up until her passing in 2014. No word yet on when production will begin for The Comeback Girl. Next up, Lil Nas X, hot off the release of his debut album, Montero. He's taking a step back into his country roots that made him an overnight sensation just a few years ago. This time, Nas trading in the old country road for a cover of a Dolly Parton classic, Jolene. The song was released in 1974, making it more than twice as old as Lil Nas X, but luckily everything Dolly Parton does is indeed timeless.
Yes.
Okay, and finally, Jay Leno. The comedian's back with a new season of Jay Leno's Garage, and in tonight's premiere, Jay's joined by fellow late-night host James Corden for a high-speed interview. The Late Late Show host opening up on what it was like moving his family to California when he landed that gig 6 years ago.
When we first moved here, my wife and I, we rented furniture.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even allow us to buy a couch because I was like, babe, this show is gonna get canceled. I'm gonna get fired. And when I get fired, we're gonna wanna get out of here as quick as possible. Yes, and the last thing we wanna be trying to do is sell a couch.
Is that an interview in two different cars?
Yeah, it's a lot going on there.
All right, I've never seen that. Right. They're not next to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Maybe to show off two cars.
James in the convertible.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Season 6 of Jay Leno's Garage premieres tonight at 10 p.m. over on CNBC. That is your pop start, ladies and gentlemen.
Carson, thank you so much. Straight ahead, we're going to dive into the world of The Sopranos with the stars of The Many Saints of Newark, Michael Gandolfini, John Bernthal. They are here live. Good morning, gents. But first, these messages.
Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back. We're out on the plaza, but that's our bestie, TikTok sensation, Erin Azar.
Hey.
Erin, wait, how's it going? How's your run going, honey?
I believe it's about to rain.
Oh, yeah, it definitely
raining here a little bit, too.
It's drizzling, but you're doing great.
You're only 3,000 miles from the Today Show. Keep going.
I'll see you guys soon.
We're waiting for you.
Wow.
Go get him, Erin.
The walkers, right?
Get him.
Erin Azar, our hero. Yeah. We'll check back in with her in a little bit. We've got great news for fans of The Sopranos. Michael Gandolfini and John Bernthal are right here. They've got a sneak peek at the upcoming prequel. It's called The Many Saints of Newark. Everyone I know is so excited about it.
Talking about it.
So good. Then Morgan Radford will take us to a school where kids are learning much more than math and reading thanks to a very unique teaching style.
And ahead on the third hour of today, we got more of our Today Climate Series this morning. Keir Simmons is going to show us the impact of climate change on Scotland's historic castles and what's being done to protect them.
Okay, guys, a little mention for the fourth hour.
Shout it out, girl.
Y'all know Tuesday, where everybody picks Hoda and Jenna's outfits.
Yeah.
I vote every week.
Yeah.
Well, later this morning, we're going to reveal the winner.
Oh.
And they came from your closet.
Yes.
These were all Savannah's clothes.
I got to pick the outfits.
She's styling.
I'm styling you. You're going to have to wear horrible shoes that you can't walk in.
And your feet are smaller than mine.
Not really.
Well, I'll cram them in for this. All right.
Not since I had a baby. Now,
Mr. Roker, you got some big fans out here on the closet for you, don't you?
But first.
What?
Today's weather is brought to you by Unilever. Nos inspiras tú.
This is a reunion 25 years in the making. What's your names?
Erin and Rob Hagen.
That's right. And you were here 25
years ago.
You were just married.
Yep.
And you were here on the Today Plaza. I even signed your sign.
You signed our sign.
That's
and we're
fantastic.
Happy to see you again 25
you guys look,
years later.
You look great.
You get Thank better you. Looking yourself.
Well, not so much. But you guys look fantastic.
Thank you
Congratulations.
So much.
Happy anniversary. Let's show you what we have as we look ahead to your weekend on Friday. Heavy rain in the northwest and the northeast, I should say. An autumn feel in the plains. Inland heat out west. Then on Saturday, Florida storms firing up. We're looking at sunny and beautiful weather.
mid-Atlantic through the Great Lakes, Ohio River Valley, warmer highs out west. Then Sunday, a beautiful day. The eastern half of the country, above average temperatures through the plains on into the west, and with a few showers in the Pacific Northwest. And that is your latest weather.
Thank you, Mr. Roker. Coming up next, the stars of the many saints of Newark. We're going to talk with Michael Gandolfini about stepping into his dad's legendary role, and John Bernthal on seeing his dream of joining the Sopranos family come true. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Welcome back. And now,
a new film.
Sorry, our prompter
went down. The prompter went down, but we have it memorized. No, take it away. The Many Saints of Newark is coming out. It stars John Bernthal and Michael Gandolfini. Let's take a look at a clip, shall
we? Good idea.
Oh! That was a gift! You take them! I don't want any part of this. None of it! I don't want any part of this! What this? What this?
What this? Michael and John, welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so exciting. Savannah and I were just saying a lot of people would like to be sitting in our shoes right now talking to you guys. Now, Michael, is it true initially you were thinking to yourself, you know what, I don't know that I want to audition for that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, when the audition first came around, I had never seen the show. I had never really in any involvement, so I didn't even really know what Tony Soprano was.
Can we pause for a second? You never saw the show?
He was little. It's not for kids, right?
But even as you were growing, you didn't want to see it, huh?
No, I just felt it's going to be an intense experience when I do it, and I couldn't really convince myself a reason to do it yet until I got this amazing opportunity in this movie, and then I got to sort of become a fan like everyone else. Like,
Michael, you're so stunning in the movie, and you're so self-possessed, but let's just pause for a moment and look at what you've done here. Not only is it your first movie, that first movie is a prequel to an iconic, beloved, legendary show. Yeah. You're playing an iconic character, and that character happens to be your father. You got guts. How did, honestly, like, what did it take inside you to take on a challenge like that? Because it takes bravery.
Sure.
I just felt like I sort of broke it down to these little chunks. I didn't think about the macro. It was first about doing a good audition, doing a second audition, doing a third audition.
They really made you go through all those?
Yeah, three auditions. And then, just like, auditioning was the hardest part because you don't have anyone to lean on. Once, like, John came on and I leaned on these guys so much, it was much better. It was just about being the best actor that I could be and learning from these guys and sort of, like, just doing my job the best I could. That's what I was focused on every day, not anything else.
And John, did you become a little bit of a teacher? Again, this is his very first role, trying to learn how to do it.
Listen, I have so much love for this young man. Yeah. I go from being so proud of him to in awe of him. He approached this with so much courage. I mean, you guys said it, and conviction. And he's like, I love him. And my job on this film was to be there by him, by his side, getting his back. And there's no one. It's just that this is. It was a beautiful thing to sort of be part of his process. And that's. I'll always be grateful for that.
It also took courage for you too, because anyone who tries to mess with something that is so iconic, all eyes are on you. How much pressure did you feel as well?
Listen, it's single-handedly the greatest sort of piece of art of that's been in the zeitgeist, in the modern zeitgeist. And so I think, you can't really think about it in those terms. Honestly, for me, first person I met on this job was Mikey. He came up to my house in Ojai, California. He told me the mission that he was on and what he was trying to do. And for me, it was really just being there with him and for him and by his side. And that was something that was really, again, I cannot say enough about this young man, how great an actor he is and how great a human being he is. So, I believe it's true.
Well, you guys are, it's clear you have a bond because you actually are wearing a matching outfit almost today. When we put you on the two shot there, it does look like twins.
His socks are way better. Mike, you got to show
he does
socks.
Have, he does. Yeah. I mean,
those socks, man.
Sock game is so strong. Yeah. Michael, for you, it's for someone who lost their father mm-hmm. so young, mm-hmm. And I can relate to this, mm-hmm. you're looking, anything that connects you to him is like it's a treasure, it's a gift.
Yeah.
Is there something healing about kind of like stepping, your father was not Tony Soprano, that's totally. Not who he was, yeah. but something he invested so much in and gave to for you yeah. to kind of hold hands with that.
You know, when we were doing it, I never thought about it. It was just doing the best job. But when I sat in that theater and I watched it for the first time, I felt like, oh man, I got to do this with my dad. We got mm-hmm. to do this thing together. And it was a really incredible feeling and shocked me just because I think I numbed that out because I just wanted to be a good actor and do my job and learn. But I did feel that when I watched it for the first time.
His 60th birthday just passed. Mm-hmm. I wondered what you were thinking about on that day.
It's been so long that it felt like a good day. You know, any anniversary is a celebration of him, I think. Like, and just the gratitude and, you know, all the lessons he taught me and all the people in my life that have stepped up and helped me. And so it felt like a celebration of him.
Well, I love you had never seen The Sopranos, but John, you were the opposite. Yeah. You wanted to be on The Sopranos so bad in the original. I heard you were like willing to be like the dead body victim.
Dude,
like
I,
you were
I like followed any the role. Yellow signs. I hung out on the set. You know, anything. Can I walk in the background? Yeah, never got that audition, but
well,
yeah.
See, dreams come true
they do.
For and both
they do.
Of you.
Did you really have to, just real quick, did you really have to slap Michael for real?
Oh, yeah.
Was there a real slap?
Oh, 100, but he's wait, super yeah. game.
No,
he's
like
he ain't
real
no baby
deal?
Boy. Yeah, he's yeah. A, he's about this thing.
You had
yeah.
a slapping scene.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had Alessandra slaps me twice and then he slaps me
mine wasn't written I think I was yeah, just like, hey, I think it'd be funny if I hit you too
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But John definitely he was like look how good I am at like not hurting you like I can like I'm so because of you know
but did it kind of hurt
so,
a little bit.
I mean it felt you know it's when you're there
up,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah it's
yeah,
good
you're
it.
Still hitting my face
yeah it was good.
And they cut that scene
I know after all that
yeah it's one of my favorite scenes
well you'll always have that slapping scene.
There you go.
Yeah.
Michael
you
John,
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank
congratulations
you
to both of you. Yeah. The many saints of Newark hits theaters and HBO Max next Friday, October 1st. We don't have to encourage people to check it out. You know everyone's going to be
congrats,
wanting to
guys.
See it.
Thank you
so much.
Coming up next, we're going to visit a special school where the connection between students and teachers is making a huge difference outside the classroom. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Yes! Yes! Thank you so much. Thank you. We're back with a new series in collaboration with the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative called Building Classroom Connections.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. As schools nationwide figure out how to guide students through the emotional weight of the last year, there's one teaching method that may already have the answer.
That's right. NBC's Morgan Radford visited a school that's prioritizing the student-teacher relationship, and it's really paying off. Morgan, good morning.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. That's right. It's paying off in a really big way because this program is called Social Emotional Learning, or SEL. And I met with a group of students and teachers at CICS Bucktown. It's a distinctive school's campus to see just how these tools have really made all the difference.
How do you feel this morning, Kaylee girl?
I'm happy.
This question is part of Ms. Stanizak's second grade lesson plan every single day.
In the morning, we talk about what zone we're in. So red's angry, blue's sad, and they have to say why. So it's, I'm in the blue zone because I didn't sleep well last night. Why didn't you sleep well last night? Was there something going on?
This is social emotional learning, or SEL.
It's all about building the relationships and knowing the child inside and outside the classroom.
These are schools that are designed to move from a one-size-fits-all factory-style model of education to one that is centered around the needs, interests, and strengths of every single student.
What's your goals to get through today?
Raise my hand, permission to speak.
Phyllis Lockett's nonprofit organization founded the LEAP Learning Framework, which incorporates SEL strategies. Today, 400 schools across 23 states have all adopted these tools, including this school in Chicago.
Lead with questions for understanding and not assumptions.
Teachers continuously train for empathy interviews, mentorship, and much more.
What do you do in empathy interviews with the students?
What are some goals you have for yourself? I actually want to be able to solve this math problem in about 6 months. And if they didn't, be like, well, what can we do to make sure that goal is reached later on this year? And just having open conversations with them saying, well, at home, I don't start my homework until 8 p.m. because of this and that. And being able to understand their home lives is different than everyone's home lives.
Your dog is getting bigger.
Yeah, she doesn't tug on the leash anymore.
Students say this kind of attention really makes a difference.
If I was ever sad or upset, the teachers would always let me take a break in the hall, or one would come and talk about it with me in their office.
We come into class and sometimes the teachers will ask us, how do you feel? Are you okay? And then me talking to them will like help me with my schoolwork and just give me that boost of energy I think I need.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
I came to this school in third grade and I wasn't really the most perfect kid. No, everyone's not perfect.
But you seem pretty perfect to me.
Yeah, because of the school. My teacher, Mr. Crow, he was really helpful to me. He showed me how to learn from my mistakes, and Miss O'Connell too.
When you say your teachers helped you learn from your mistakes, what did they do?
I used to be on top of the tables. I used to walk out of the classroom without permission.
Not you.
But Mr. Crow, he helped me turn my behavior around.
Even consequences for those mistakes are different. That means no detention and instead restorative justice.
We're teaching kids to be able to process their actions. For instance, if a child does something that's mean to another child, to give that child the table to express how it made them feel. It's about not only teaching the kids about other alternative ways they could make those choices, but it's also giving them that learning tool to be an advocate for themselves.
Lockett says this model works especially well for diverse students, and there's proof.
We've proven in our data that students in the lowest level of performance and income in our city have thrived in this model.
They want to be heard and seen just like we do. We're going to make sure that these kids' social and emotions are connected, because ultimately, if they're not doing well socially and emotionally, you're going to see it played out in their academics.
They support really like anybody in the school, no matter what you are or what you decide to be.
They seem like they have a unique way of going about things. Are there other ways that teachers are using Morgan to really get to know their students?
Yeah, Hoda, I mean, it's so cool. They do these empathy walks where teachers actually walk the route of students to school to just know what that walk is like. And they even do empathy interviews with the parents to help them understand their children better. But the best part is that it's really working, because it's about accountability and reliability. These kids know that they have a safe space with their teacher. So they feel comfortable raising their hands, asking questions, acknowledging things they don't know. And it really just makes the learning process less scary and authoritative and more comforting and welcoming, Hoda.
Wow, good stuff there.
All right.
Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you very much, Morgan. This is cute, Al being like, when I was a kid,
that's right.
I walked a mile in the snow.
Whoa,
actually, we all have those stories.
I used to have to ride on a shovel.
It's a good time to be a little kid.
Yeah.
This country, anyway. We're back in a moment. This is Today on NBC.
Hey guys, Willie Geist here, reminding you to check out the Sunday Sit Down podcast. On this week's episode, I get together with 16-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys to talk about a career full of beautiful music and the new Broadway musical inspired by her own life. You can get our conversation now for free wherever you download your podcasts.
We're back. Al, we got some birthdays to celebrate.
Love doing this. All right, let's line up those Smucker's jars, give them a spin. First up, happy 100th birthday to Al Altig. A lot of Al's in that name. I like that. A lifelong volunteer from Ogallala, Nebraska. Not only does he have the best name on the planet, Al's also a master fisherman. Tony Campos is from Orange, California, a dog lover who's 102 years old. He says the secret to longevity, being active. Happy 100th birthday to Mildred Cruer, a Notre Dame fan from New Orleans. She was married to the love of her life for nearly 70 years. Peggy Fredrickson of Shoreview, Minnesota, 100, worked as a teacher and still keeps in touch with a few of her students. Love that. Brett Taylor of Cincinnati, Ohio, 105 years old. She is the Reds' number one fan. Cool. In fact, when Brett was 97, she got to throw out the first pitch in the game. Did better than that MMA guy. Anyway, MMA guy. And then last but not least, love is in the air. Happy 77th anniversary to Dennis and the love of his life,
Wynette, the Williams.
That's right.
Wynette. Yes.
Very nice. So the cross-country travelers from Snellville, Georgia, secret to a long and happy marriage, they're spending time together while Wynette makes her famous pound cake. Wynette, send us some of that.
Yeah. I love it.
Soak it like we're talking about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Soak it.
Soak it in the desk. Yeah. And then after that, go running with our superstar.
Where's Aaron?
Miss Aaron Azar. She's going. How's it going?
Well, now I'm running up what I call puke hill. So,
puke hill.
Yeah, and it's definitely raining. So, we're still going a little bit, but we're still out here. We're on the Tonight Show.
Yes, you are. Erin, we love you. Keep it up, honey.
Mrs. Thank Space you. Cadet on TikTok. Yeah. Okay, yes, we're finding her. You.
All right, come get me. Good luck in LBI in the 18 miler next month.
That's right.
Go get him.
Thank you so much.
The third and fourth hours of today are straight ahead. Don't forget to subscribe to Hoda's new podcast, Making Space. Yeah. Scan the QR code or just get it wherever you get your podcast. That's fine too.
That'll work.
Good luck, Erin. Thanks,
Bye.
Everybody.
Coming up next, the third hour of today.